Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Klei Hayayin, Paragraph Zayin. We dedicate the learning today, Leilui Nishmas Tuvia Barav Yisrael Yitzchok, Yerachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Basi Tamar, and for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, B'sof Shal Chal Yisrael. In the previous year, we were talking about Kois Shel Bracha, and again, this halacha is based on chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes on to another topic in that chapter on Likutei Moran. Ki kois shel bracha hu bechinas tzedaka. The kois shel bracha that we use for Birkas HaMazon is similar in concept to the concept of tzedaka. She'al yodoi ikar hizgalus haratzon. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there on Likutei Moran that tzedaka is one of the main items that reveals ratzon. Again, the word ratzon has multiple definitions. Ratzon means goodwill. Ratzon means desire. Ratzon means appeasement. And ratzon also, in the context that we're referring to throughout this halacha, also means will. Hashem created everything according to His will. K'moy shemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, that tzedakah is one of the major forms of hizgalus haratzon. Because we find when the Torah speaks about the people donating charity to the Mishkan, it says, Kol nediv lev yivieha es trumas Hashem. Each person who has a desire to give will donate. So we see that tzedakah is an inyan of rotzayn, this desire, this goodwill. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Toiv ayin hu yivoyrach. A person who has a good eye in this context means generous. They're not stingy. They don't look negative. Why does somebody else have what I don't have? On the contrary, they're happy to see that other people have, and when they have, they're happy to share it with others. That's a toivayin. So the Pasuk says, toivayin hu yevoirach. A toivayin, he is blessed, ki nosan milachmoy ladal, because he shared his bread with a poor person. Shezeh ne'emar al kois shel bracha. And this pasuk, toivayin hu yevoirach, is also referring to the privilege of kois shel bracha. I believe what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to here is a story in the Zohar HaKadosh, an incredible story, where the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the students of Rabbi Shimon encountered a yenuka. A yenuka is a child, could be 6 years old, 5, 6, 7 years old, who's born with all of his faculties from a previous Gilgul. Meaning, if in a previous Gilgul he was one of the Tanoim, one of the great rabbis, as a child now, he has that level of knowledge. And in the Zohar HaKadosh, it tells several stories about these Yanukas, how the students of Rabbi Shimon met them, and in certain instances, the Yanuka taught the students of Rabbi Shimon Torah. One of the cases is where they came into a home and they saw a Yanuka, and his mother said, go over and say Shalom Aleichem, go over and greet these great rabbis that have come to our home. He said, what great rabbis? They didn't even say Kriya Shema today. And his mother looked at him in horror. Who? What are you talking about? And she looked at her child and she looked at the rabbis and they said, he's right. We didn't say Kriya Shema because we were involved in a mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. That took precedence. We had to save a Jew's life. But the question, how did he know? And he answered, it's simple. It's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. L'reach shmonecho toivim sheman turak shemecho. L'reach, according to the smell of your perfume, the word l'reach is bigematria 248. There are 248 words in the Shema. So by smelling you, I was able to tell that you had not recited the 248 words of the Shema. This was his opening shot. Then they went further, and he invited them to sit down to join him for a meal. And he said, get your weapons ready. We know that the pasuk says, L'chu lachmu balachmi, come and share my bread. Lachmi can mean bread, and milchoma means battle. So he told these rabbis, get your battle gear ready, your swords and your spears. Let's get to work. Let's discuss Torah. And sure enough, he gave these students of Rabbi Shimon a shir in Torah, which is documented in the Zohar HaKadosh. Now, at the end of the meal, comes to Birkas HaMazon. He looks at them, the Yanuka looks at these students of Rabbi Shimon, and he says, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I'm going to offer you the Birkas HaMazon, that you should lead the benching. Why? Because it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Balabayis boitseya vo'ireach mevorech, that the Balabayis is the one who cuts the bread, who breaks the bread, and the guest is the one who's invited to lead the Birkas HaMazon. But he said, this case is different. You ate my bread, you heard my Torah. There's a pasuk that says, Toiv ayin hu yevorech, that the one who has a good eye, he's the one who's blessed, and he's the one who blesses. My food, my Torah, I'll bench. And they said gladly, no question at all. So we have this pasuk, Toiv ayin hu yevorech, which relates to the kois shel bracha. Ki be'emes, b'chol mokim shebo kois shel bracha, shom tzrichin b'yoyser lihiyos toiv ayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the truth is, on whatever occasions we're using a kois shel bracha, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, a wedding, a bar mitzvah, we need to be especially careful to be toivayin, to be generous, meaning litein milachmoy ladal, to share our bread with a poor person. Dehainu tzedaka, which means to make sure to give tzedaka. There are people who, whenever they have a celebration, whenever they have a wedding or something, they donate a suda saniyim, a suda for poor people, as a means of ensuring that their wedding meal, everything will go okay, everything will go the right way. And I believe it's the Gemara that tells a story about Rabbi Akiva, whom stargazers told him that his daughter was destined to die, chas v'shalom, on the day of her wedding. And they watched her, they guarded her, protected her, everything. And then at one point, she had one of these long needles that she put into her hair, into her head covering. And somehow she took out the needle and they saw it had a snake. She had stabbed a snake and killed the snake with this needle. Again, this snake was obviously intending to kill her. And Rabbi Akiva asked her, what did you do? Is there anything? And she mentioned that before she sat down to the meal, she saw a poor person, and she took her suda and gave it to this poor person. And he said, of course, this is to fulfill what the Torah says, tzedakah tatzel mimavos, that tzedakah protects a person and saves a person from death. So here Rav Nosson Zal is pointing out that especially in a suda with his kois shel bracha, we have to be especially conscious and aware about this concept of being toivayin, to give tzedakah. Ki b'shabes v'yantif mevi'in kois shel bracha b'shvil kiddush. Because now Rav Nosson Zal explains, on Shabbos and Yantif, we bring a holy cup of wine, a kois shel yayin, not just at the end of the meal, but to start the meal for the kiddush. That's also called kois shel bracha. Lahamshich kedusha Shabbos v'yantif al yidei ha-kois yayin. In order to draw upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos or the holiness of Yantif by making kiddush on this cup of wine, by proclaiming the holiness of the day over the cup of wine. U'b'Shabbos v'Yantif tzrichin laharbois b'tzedakah. And we know that on Shabbos and Yantif there's a special mitzvah of giving more charity, a lot of charity. Ki b'Shabbos Iker he'oras u'shleimus shel kol hatzedakah, because on Shabbos is when all of the charity that the person gives throughout the entire week shines brightly and becomes complete, becomes whole. Bebchinas, as the Gemara says, shemesh b'Shabbos tzedakah la'aniyim kimavur b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the beginning of chapter 31 of Likutei Moran, the Gemara speaks about a special inyan of tzedakah on Shabbos, that when the sun shines on Shabbos, it's a form of charity for the poor people who might not have a raincoat. The Gemara, the different reasons that are given why, but the Gemara associates Shabbos with tzedakah. U'b'yontif tzrichin bevadai laharbois b'tzedakah. And on Yontif, a person most definitely has to give a lot of tzedakah, make sure to give tzedakah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a person does not fulfill the mitzvah of Sudas Yontif unless they have a guest at their table, unless they're feeding someone else, or they're being ensuring that someone else has a Yontif meal. Ki zeh ikar simchas Yontif, because this is the real joy of Yontif. Kimavur batoira kam upon him. As the Torah expresses this several times, where it's b'chol mokim shemazgir simchas yontif, Maskir Shom Nitvas Liboy Vitzdoko. Wherever, especially in Chumash Dvarim, wherever the Torah speaks about the joy of Yontif, it always mentions a person's generosity in giving tzedaka. Kamay shekosuv, as it says, V'samachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha, ato uvincho vitecho, you will rejoice in the presence of Hashem. This is talking about going to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. You and your sons and your daughters, V'hager v'hayosoim v'almona shebisharecha, and also the convert and the orphan and the widows that live among you. V'amor Rabbi Senuzal in the Gemara says that Hashem says to us, Im ato misameach es sheli, ani misameach es shelcha. If you will see to it to bring joy and happiness to my people, who are Hashem's people, the poor people, the converts, the orphans, the widows, then I'll make sure to bring joy to you, to your children. And this is talking about Yom Tov over there. Ki be'emes ikar simchas Yom Tov alidei his galus harotzlin. Because the truth is that the main joy of Yom Tov is the fact that on Yom Tov is revealed the will of Hashem, meaning that on the Yom Tovim we celebrate and commemorate the miracles that Hashem performed on each one of these Yom Tovim. And we know that the Sforim tell us that it's not just something a few thousand years ago there were these miracles. Every year when Pesach rolls around, the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim are present, are there that we can tap into. When Shavuos comes, we can tap into the miracles of Shavuos, which is a Hizgalus of Ratzon. Whenever we speak about a miracle shows us that the world is not being controlled by nature, but rather the world is being controlled by the will of Hashem, Ratzon. Sheze nizgale al yidei hatzdoko daiko kanal, v'kemuvor heita b'maymaral. And we learned also that this Ratzon is revealed through tzedaka. Specifically, tzedaka is an expression of goodwill, as we mentioned, and as Rabbi Nizal explains very clearly over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Bibichinas, as he quotes the pasuk, Shalach lach mocha al pnei amoyim, send your bread out on the waters, and share your bread with others, ki beroiv yomim timseno, because it'll come back to you after many days. And we learned in the previous year that the opposite of rotzayin is ktsar yomim, svaroiges. The opposite of goodwill is anger, short days. And rotzayin is referred to as roiv yomim, many days. Longevity. V'zeh shenismach shlishom b'mikra asomoch. And this is why the pasuk, right near this pasuk, there's another pasuk there in Koheles which says, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8. V'dosh Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis tell us that this is referring to al yemei horigolim. This is referring to the days of the holidays. Pesach has 7 days, Sukkot has 8 days. Hainu kanal, showing us the connection again between tzedakah, shlach lachmucha al pnei amoyim, and the holidays, that both are connected to this rotzon. Ki ikar kedushas horigolim dainu simchas yontif hualidei hatzedakah. Because one of the main things that brings out the holiness of the holidays, the joy of the holidays, is the tzedakah that we give for the holidays. Bechinas shalach lachmucha nimtza. So this is also tied in to our bringing that cup of blessing to make Kiddush on Shabbos, on Yontif, lahamshich kiddushas v'simchas Yontif aydezeh, in order to draw upon ourselves the holiness and the joy of these holidays through this kois shel bracha, azay hu bechinas toivayim. And when a person gives charity, then they're in this category of toivayim. Ki oz huzman hatzdoka v'nidvas leiv. Because Shabbos and Yontif is a special time for tzedaka, generosity, shaydezeh hamshochas kedushas Yontif. That's how we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Yontif. Ukomei shenoyagin kol Yisroel b'regolim. Rav Nosson Zal says, like all religious Jews have a custom on Yontif, Shemarbin bitzdoka, that they give special charity for Yontif, v'shorchem la'aniyim nidvas liba matoyiv, and they make sure to send the poor people, to send them food, or to send them donations of money out of the generosity of their good heart. Ki yefshel lekabel k'dushas v'simchas Yontif, kiim al yidei hatzdokah. Because it's impossible for a person to really draw upon themselves and feel the holiness and joy of Yom Tov without tzedakah. Shaydezeh zoichin sheyizgala harotzon. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, when you're giving tzedakah, you're revealing rotzon, you're revealing goodwill. Shezeh ikar kedushas v'simchas Yom Tov. This is the main holiness and joy of Yom Tov. Is this his galus haratzim? Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning.
Tzedakah on Yom Tov. Is it mamash on Yom Tov? Also, can we also do tzedakah on Yom Tov itself on Shabbos? Or is it before Yom Tov?
The answer is it's both. Before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, if we're going shopping, preparing for our house with all the meals, to think about the poor people. To see if we're able to give something to the poor people that they should have for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. And on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, one of the ways is by inviting people to your home, people who don't have meals, people who need financial help, that kind of thing. People who are in a situation, they're not in their own house, they're traveling, to invite them for meals. That's a form of tzedakah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And also, a Jew is allowed to, this question is brought in Shulchan Aruch, a person gets an aliyah to the Torah on Shabbos. Are you allowed to donate to charity on Shabbos? And the answer is yes. When they make a mishaberach at the Sefer Torah, and they say, Bavur sheyitein beli neder, $18, $18,000, whatever the amount a person is giving, a person is allowed to make that pledge on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Not just allowed to, many tzaddikim, the Mate Ephraim, I believe, speaks about this, that especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, one of the major events on those days is the privilege of buying an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah, buying an aliyah on Yom Kippur, that's a very, very special privilege, something extraordinary for those days.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Sure.
Buying the aliyah means that money is being given to charity. It's being donated to the shul, to the synagogue, usually.
Amazing. If there's time for one more question,
yeah.
Giving to a poor person. Rabbeinu talks a lot about giving to ani hagun. What qualifies somebody to be an ani hagun?
The answer is a number of things. Number one, a person who really needs the money, really needs the food, the help. Ani hagun could also mean, preferably, a person who believes in Hashem, a person who is observant, a person who is a Talmud Chacham. There are levels and levels in defining Ani Hogun. Those are some of the criteria. A person who has faith in Hashem. There's the category of orphans, widows, widowers. One of the highest forms of tzedakah is helping a person get on their feet. Like a person who's not a charity case necessarily, but they ran into a situation, they lost their job or that kind of thing, and they just need like a bridge to carry them over while they're looking for a new job, or to help set up somebody in a business, to help set up somebody to be able to have the ability to earn their own money, that kind of thing. These are examples of aniyim hagunim.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Rabbeinu Zal also speaks about giving tzedakah to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the one who's the ultimate ani hogun, meaning not that he's poor, he's the richest person in the world in mitzvos and maisim tovim, but he's the one who considers himself poor. He considers himself empty in the presence of Hashem. And again, one of the forms of tzedakah to an ani hogun is tzedakah to support the tzaddik, to support the children, the descendants of the tzaddik, the students of the tzaddik, the spreading of the teachings of the tzaddik, these are all examples of ani hogun.
Beautiful, thank you.
Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, v'chein bebirkas hamozoin, and so too besides Shabbos and Yom Tov, and besides Kiddush, the cup of wine that's used for birkas hamozoin, when you have a minyan, some people even do it when you have three people, she'oz mevi'in kois shel bracha basuda. Then there's a cup of blessing of wine that's brought to close the meal. Umikol suda tzrichen litein chelik loni kevavur besforim. And we know that the Zohar Kodesh tells us that a person is supposed to try to, in every meal that we have, to see to it to give a portion to the poor people. V'zeh ikar shleimus shel ha'kois shel bracha. And this is the real perfection of kois shel bracha, she'ein noisne noisoi ela letoy vayin, which we give, we don't give it to anyone unless they're toy vayin. Bechinas toy vayin hu yevoirach. As the pasuk says, the toy vayin, the one who has a good eye, he is blessed. Kinosan milach moiladal, because he gave from his bread to the poor person. Ki ikur hu hatstoka, because again, one of the most important factors that we're speaking about in this whole discussion is tztoka. Shaydeze nizgale harotzon, because this really reveals rotzon on a number of levels. Number one, it reveals it's a revelation of goodwill on the part of the person who's giving. And it also reveals that the person really believes that Hashem created the world and Hashem is running the world according to His will. Because my money, we're talking money, it's my money for me. And a person who's giving tzedakah shows that they realize not my money, no, sir, nothing is my. Everything belongs to Hashem. La Hashem ha'oretz umloya. And Hashem wants to partner with us. Hashem prefers that 90-10 partnership or 80-20 partnership. Whatever we have, we're always making sure to share it with Hashem, with Hashem's representatives, who are the poor people. And through that, we're zoicha to this bracha. Vazai hakois mole birkas Hashem. Then the cup is filled with Hashem's blessing. Ki oz hayayin bigdusha. Because then when a person is giving tzedakah properly, then the wine that they're drinking is holy. Kalidei harotzoin nase yira digdusha, shu b'china simcha, b'china siayinam samechana. Because as we learned earlier, when there's rotzoin, rotzoin generates holy yira. Ritzoin yirei of yase. We mentioned that pasuk, which is synonymous, holy yira is synonymous with simcha. V'gilu b'roda, b'china siayin hamisameach, like wine that brings joy. And this is why we have to guard the wine, that it should not be put into a keli of a non-Jew. Because the wine becomes damaged by being put into a vessel of a non-Jew. These non-Jews, they're wandering around like lost souls, believing in science, in nature. And as a result of that, their respect and fear of Hashem is damaged. And that's the real bad type of yira. Ritzua bisha, a bad strap. Any pain or suffering or struggles that they have is taken in a bad way. As Rav Nosson Zal mentioned earlier, shekol mi shezoicha le'emuna, shakol b'ritzoni yisborach, any person who zoicha to really believe that everything is according to the will of Hashem, azay afilu yira sa'inesh toiv, such a person, even the fear of punishment that they have is not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's a positive thing. The adarabah, and just the opposite of what you would think. You think fear is no good, it's hard. No. Tzrichin dafka yira so'inesh. A Jew must have this. Not just a Jew, but any person who wants to live a good, happy, successful life, this is one of the important ingredients. This yira so'inesh. Ve'i'efsher lehiskarev l'ashem yisborach kiyem alidei yira so'inesh. And it's impossible for a person to come close to Hashem unless they have this also. They must have yiras oinish, fear of punishment, consequences. There has to be this concept of consequences. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about this in Sichos Aran, that a person could get a false impression from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh in some places plays down yiras oinish. Rabbeinu Zal says, still, don't take it so lightly. It's critical. You must have it, and you must start with that. אבל כשתויה חס ושון, בחוכמס הטבע כנל, but those people who do not believe in Hashem, they don't have this faith in Rotzon, they believe only in nature, those people, azai kol hayirois shaloi, hem yirois rois, then any fears and anxieties that they have are bad. Then it's negative, it's harmful. Shehem din gomor hakosher. Their fears and anxieties are examples of real harsh din. Bechinas yayin hameshaker. That's comparable to wine that makes a person drunk. Ki ein ladin hazeh shum hamtoka. Because that kind of judgment, there's nothing to sweeten it. There's nothing to mitigate it. There's nothing to make it better. Ki ein lo shum nechomo al hatzar vayir hapachet shloi. Because a person who doesn't believe in Hashem, there's no consolation for them regarding any pain that they're going through, any fears that they have. There's nothing to mitigate it. There's nothing to console them. V'al kein, and therefore, hayayin shu b'chinas yira u'gvurois nifgam kishenichnas b'kli ha'akum. And this is why wine, which we learned represents yira and gvura, becomes damaged when it gets put into a vessel of a non-Jew, a non-believer, or people who worship idols. Ki tekev kishenichnas b'kleihem, because the moment this wine enters into their vessel, shehim pigumim, which is damaged, machmas chochmas ateva, because they believe in nature, alkei nase hayayin b'b'chinas yayin hameshaker, the wine becomes destructive wine. B'b'chinas din koshe v'gomor, meaning real, harsh, severe midas hadin on the part of Hashem. And when a person drinks that kind of wine, which became forbidden as a result of being in the vessel of a non-believer or an idol worshiper, it's as if that person is worshiping an idol. Because by drinking that kind of wine, that's going to strengthen the person's belief in nature, in science, and lack of faith in Hashem. Ki hayayin shelohem nimshach misham, because their wine is coming from that place. Sheze ikar tiruf ve'irbuv hadas, that's the real ultimate destruction and confusion of a person's mind. Ki shenifgam ho'emuna al yidei chochmas hateva chas v'shalom, when a person's faith becomes damaged and diminished as a result of believing in nature and science. שזהו בחינס יין המשקר כנל. ועל כן, כל פורענוסם נקרא בשם יין תרעלה. And therefore the Torah in several places, when it speaks about Hashem punishing these people, it says Hashem will give them poisonous wine, יין תרעלה. ופירוש רשי, לשון אויתם. That the word תרעלה also means stuffed. She'oitem u'metamtem eslibo, meaning that this kind of damaged wine stuffs up and messes up the heart. Ki zeh ikar onsham, because that's their main punishment. Machma she'tov mi'emun ha'kdosha, because they turned away from faith. V'holcho achar chochmas hateva, and followed, you know, the people who profess that nature is controlling everything. Al kein Hashem yizborach yovi aleihem onsham ha'kosher. Therefore, Hashem brings upon them this severe punishment, va'onshom hu bechinas yayin tarela, and their punishment is this poisonous wine, she'oitem eslibam, which stuffs up their heart. Kinizbalbel daitom alidei ha'onish v'apchodem yoser, because their thinking becomes tremendously confused as a result of this penalty and as a result of their fears and anxieties. They have nobody to turn to, and there's no consolation for them. As the pasuk says, "V'nibat la'oretz v'hinei choshech." Regarding these people who don't believe in Hashem, they're in this darkness. V'zeh b'chinas ki kois b'yad Hashem v'yayin chomar molei mesech ach shmorecho yimtzu yishtu kol rishei oretz. This pasuk speaks about a cup in the hand of Hashem, and it speaks about the damaged wine, the dregs of the wine That's what the Rishoyim are going to drink. Ki ikur ho'inesh hu bebechinas yayin ha'meshaker, bechinas kois ha'tarei lechas v'shom. Because when the Torah speaks about the punishment that Hashem gives to Rishoyim, he uses this terminology, wine that makes the person drunk, this poison cup. Ve'ikar alidei pigam chochmas ha'teva. And one of the main causes for this is these people who study science and believe in nature and do not believe in Hashem. Because so long as a person knows and realizes that everything is from Hashem, ein shum tsar v'yisurim boilam klal. There's no such thing as suffering and pain in the world. Rakulay toy, but rather it's all good. Kimavur mizeh b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal v'kamakomes, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places. V'alkein hakibul schar shel tzadikim sheaminu b'Hashem tamid nikra b'shem yayin hameshumar banava misheishis mebereishis. And this explains why when the Torah speaks about the reward for tzadikim, it says that their reward will be this wine that Hashem has reserved in its grapes from the 6 days of creation. Ki ze ikar hakibul schar kishe yizgale ritzoinoi boilam. Because this is the real ultimate reward, when the will of Hashem will be revealed and broadcasted to the whole world. Ve'yiru hakoil, and everybody will see and realize shekol hatzorois shesavalnu begolus hoya hakoil etoivaseinu, that all the suffering that we, the Jewish people, suffered throughout all of these exiles was really all for our benefit. Ve'elu hatzadikim sheminu gam begolus v'tzar v'yisurim shalem shakoy letoy v'bretzoni yisbarach. And those tzadikim who, even while they're in golus and while they're experiencing the pain and suffering, they believe 100% that it's all for the good, from the will of Hashem, and v'niskarvu l'Hashem yisbarach yizeh, and they used it to bring them closer to Hashem, that whenever they were experiencing any type of suffering or pain or illness, they used that to motivate them to become more religious, closer to Hashem. Shizeu b'chinas yayin ha'misameach. These are the people who are compared to this wine of joy. Sha'al yidei kol ha'yirois v'hadinin niskarvu l'Hashem yisbarach, meaning as a result of all of their fears and anxieties and the judgment that they experienced, that only motivated them and inspired them to come closer to Hashem, v'zochu l'simcha, and they were zochu to be happy with Hashem, to be happy that I trust Hashem, I believe in Him completely, that everything He's doing is good, ayidei zeh yizku la'osid mida k'neged mida l'yom shekulay toiv. As a result of this, these people will be zoich in the future to a day that's all good, and it's mida keneged mida. Just like even when things didn't seem to be good, they took it in a good way, Hashem will give them the full measure of goodness. V'yizku l'yayin hameshumar, and they'll be zoich to that reserve wine. I see on some of the expensive wine bottles today, they write reserve. They'll be zechah to this wine that Hashem has reserved from the 6 days of creation. Ki oz yeh ikar simchaseinu. Because it's then in the future when Mashiach will come, that's when we're going to have our real joy. V'oz yeh hayayin bebechinas yayin hamesameach. And then the wine will be a wine of simcha. Ki oz yizgale shehakoy letoivaseinu. Because then it will be revealed that everything, the good and the bad, was all really for our good. Bechinas kuloy toiv, kuloy echad, all good, all oneness. Shezel bechinas yayin hamesameach kanal. That's this wine of joy. Bechinas koisi revoyo. My cup runneth over, my cup is full. Ki ikar hakibul schar losid, hu shenizke lihikolel b'retzoni yisborach. Because one of the good ways of describing and defining the reward that Hashem is going to give the good people in the future, the reward is going to be that we're going to be zecha to become part of that goodwill of Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas histalkus Moshe b'rayv v'derayvin. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he went up to Ratzon Sheberetzonos, to the highest level of Ratzon. V'zeh b'chinas yayin ha-mesameach, b'chinas yayin ha-meshumar, that's this wine of joy, wine that's reserved, shenimshach al-yidei hizgalus ha-ratzayim, which we draw upon ourselves through this revelation of ratzayim. Umi shehoi lo emuna shleima b'olam hazeh, and therefore, that person that had complete faith while they were living in this world, v'hem en shakol b'ratzayim yisbarach, and they believed that everything going on is only the will of Hashem. Yizke lozeh lo'osid, lebechinas yayin ha-mesameach, yayin ha-meshumar. That person will be zoche to this reward that we described earlier in the future, to that wine of joy, that wine that's reserved. Dehainu lehi kolel b'ratzayim yisbarach, meaning to plug into and to become part of Hashem's goodwill. Bebechinas raiva deraivin, to connect to that highest level called Ratzon Sheberetzonos. Ashrei HaZoche LaZeh, fortunate is the person who will be Zoche to this. V'alkein Nikro Yayin HaMeshumar Ba'anovov Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis. And this is why the Gemara and the Medrash use this terminology, wine that's been preserved in its grapes from the 6 days of creation. Ki Zeh Iker Kedushas HaYayin, because this is what the holiness of the wine is all about. It's all about that we believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days. And everything going on is only happening based on the will of Hashem. That's the real holiness of the wine. Any questions?
Rabbi, it seems that you have to be on a very high level of tzikut in order to be able to drink alcohol. Is this the reason why Rabbeinu was against his talmidim, which were on a very high level, each one is in all the right way, but even to them he made them refrain from drinking alcohol, abyssal?
Exactly, 100%. And it's amazing, Just last night, everything is always current events. Last night, I got a phone call from an old friend from 40, 50 years ago from America, who was calling me about a podcast. People know what podcasts are today. He mentioned to me that the largest podcast in the Jewish world today, he mentioned the name of it. It's run by somebody, Lichtenstein. I don't know if it's a Rabbi Lichtenstein or that. I've seen it advertised in Mishpacha magazine, this podcast that the whole world, the whole religious world is listening to. And they have all kinds of important, interesting topics to get people interested and involved. And they invite different rabbis to come and speak, etc., etc. And he was calling me because they're planning now that Rosh Hashanah is coming. And the whole world is looking at Breslov, Rosh Hashanah. What are these Breslov? What is Rabbi Nachman going to do now? And what are these Breslov is going to do? Are they going to bring slingshots to fight against Putin's missiles and tanks and nuclear weapons? So he said they want to have a podcast on this topic, on Rabbi Nachman's kever. He wanted to invite me possibly to be the person doing this. And in conversation, he happened to mention that one of the most recent podcasts was about Kiddush clubs, that there are shuls prior to reading the Torah, prior to Musaf. People come to shul in the morning and people compete with each other to bring more expensive wines and bottles of liquor and drinking before davening, during davening, after davening. And this has brought in teenage boys, Jewish boys and men getting drunk on Shabbos and Yom Tov, coming home drunk or in shul already in a drunken state. And what a catastrophe this is in a religious environment. Rachmana Litzlan, our Rebbe, foresaw this 200 years ago and made it perfectly clear to his students that we are not part of that. We have no part in that at all whatsoever. We know, we're given an understanding. We have a Likut Imam, Likut Aluchas. We know more about wine than just about anybody else, both the positive aspects and the negative aspects. And therefore we know wine, limited. Less is more. It's limited in when you drink, it's limited in how much you drink, and it's limited in who should drink, who's allowed to drink and who's not allowed to drink.
Amazing, thank you.
Since it's Erev Shabbos, I always like to add a little spice. One of the most incredible chidushim I heard from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, on this special pasuk, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevoirach. Rabbein Azal says that when Esav, one of the top leaders of the Sitrachra, when Esav came to do battle against Yaakov Avinu, the Torah tells us he brought an army of 400 men. What is that, a joke? Sancheriv came to attack Yerushalayim with an army of 180 or 185,000 generals. Not soldiers, generals. Maybe an army of millions of soldiers. So why would the Torah bother telling us that Esav came with an army of 400 men? So it's brought that 400 is Bigimatria Ra'ayim. This is showing us what Esav is all about, what the power of Esav, what the power of the Sitrachra is all about. It's this Ra'ayin, it's this evil eye, this negative eye, looking negatively at everything, jealousy, all different definitions of Ra'ayin. So what Rav Rosenfeld added is, if Esav is Ra'ayin, then Yaakov Avinu must be Toivayin. Where do we see this? We find one of the major events in the entire Torah is the blessings of Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov Avinu is about to leave the world and he gathers his 12 sons, the foundation of the entire Jewish nation, and he gives them the brachos, the birkos Yaakov, the blessings of Yaakov Avinu, which appears in Parshas Vayechi. Incredible, major, and the Rashis there are pages long. There's so much depth in those brachos. So Yaakov Avinu is the one who's giving brachos. How does Parshas Vayechi begin? It tells us, it defines the life, the length of the life of Yaakov Avinu. Vayechi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim 17 Shana. Yaakov Avinu lived in Egypt 17 years, and his whole life was 147 years, which means his life was divided into two parts, 17 and 130. 17 is Toiv, 130 is Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, 70 plus 10 plus 50. This pasuk is defining who we're speaking about here. We're speaking about Yaakov Avinu, who is Toiv Ayin. Therefore, Hu Yevoirach. He is blessed, and he's the one who's best qualified to give brachas, to give the blessing. And we know that the tzaddik is called Toiv Ayin. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Loive Rosha V'lo Yishalim. A Rosha is one who borrows and doesn't return, doesn't give back. V'tzadik choinein v'noisein. The tzaddik is the one who's always giving, generosity, the epitome of generosity. We see people in our generation, tzaddikim who were so poor financially, see, you know, incredible, incredible. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, I mentioned many times, lived in a one-bedroom apartment, in an apartment building. Four children, two boys, two girls sleeping in one bedroom, and the parents sleeping in the living room in a couch. During the day it was a couch, and in the evening it turned into a two beds, a high-riser, what they call a high-riser. And every Shabbos there were always guests at the table. Three boys, two boys, four boys. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Yontif. And any time a person walked into the house, Rav Rosenfeld's Rebbetzin, always a piece of cake, a drink, something. Giving, giving, giving. And the same thing by all the tzaddikim. I remember my Rebbe Reb Michel Zichron Levracha coming from Russia and coming to Eretz Yisrael. And any time a person came to see him and they brought any kids, you saw right away the brain clicking, clicking, clicking. What is he going to give the kid? A bag of potato chips? A chocolate? Something? Some giving. Giving. That's what the tzaddikim are all about. Choinen v'noisen. We should be zecha to attach ourselves to the true tzaddikim, and we shouldn't have to borrow. And if we borrow, we should return. And we should be in a position to give and give, to give tzedakah to aniyim hagunim, and to be zecha to the ultimate hizgalas of Ratzon, the coming of Moshiach, the binyan beis hamikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yamein.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Rebbe.
Sure. Good Shabbos, a good Chodesh to all. We have super, super Shabbos this Shabbos.